The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Meyer Safdie, השם ישמינו וחייהו, in honor of his uncle, Mr. Mark Safdie. Hashem alehim yichyu amen. Daf Kaf Dalet. Today's daf is being studied. Elu neshmat marat zekenati yafa batzara v'mor zekeni Yosef ben Sarah ruach avegam Avram ben Esther ruach Hashem tenicham began Eden amen. Ruach Shlomo Moshe ben Dina Sarah ruach Hava batara v'Sarah batachel ena rafanim fatanim shatagul fatam kerubalu v'chin rason. V'nomar amen. We begin the new perek revi'i. Perek Arusa, the Mishnah begins Arusa, that is a lady, that is an Arusa, she is engaged, not married, she just has an Irusin. The Mishnah is going to discuss different cases that a Sota cannot happen. Okay, which means situations where the Sota is not viable. Even though the husband warned her when she was in Arusa, do not go with such and such a fellow. V'shomeret Yavam. She is in a situation where now she has to fall to one of the brothers. Right, her husband died. She's waiting now for Yibum. So the Yavam said, do not seclude yourself with such and such a fellow. Lo shotot. They do not drink. We will see all this from Pesukim. Ve'lo notlot ketubah. Nor do they get a ketubah. Normally, a lady, if she doesn't drink, gets divorced, but she gets paid her ketubah when she gets divorced. However, in these cases over here, there is no ketubah. She'ne'emar asher teste isha tachat isha. That the law of Sota only is Isha Tachat Isha, when there is a Nisuin, when there is a marriage. Prat La Arusa V'Shomeret Yavam. Coming to exclude the case of a Arusa, where it's not considered Isha yet, right, not married. And a Shomeret Yavam. Now the question is, why does she lose her Ketubah? So that she comes and tells us, Shehi Garma Le'esor Atzma Alav Shenestera Achar Kinui. She did it to herself, which means the husband, the Yavam warned her. And what? She went and got secluded. Now it's her fault now. She can't drink because there's no drinking. So therefore, she put herself in a situation that she's the only option is what? To get divorced. You did it to yourself. You forfeit your ketubah. Now, even though you could argue, because there's a shita that says that a shomeret yavam, that even though she went with somebody else, she is still muteret to the yavam. There's a shita like that. So she's still muteret to the yavam. She did nothing. She's okay. So why should she lose a ketubah? Because the Rashi points out that the husband can say, and Betin will accept his claim, he doesn't want to marry a zonah. Mm-hmm. You're right, I'm muteret to her, but who wants to marry a girl that goes around? And if I want a divorce, and if you did it to yourself, then I'm not consummate. You're not permissible to do it. Therefore, she loses the ketubah again because she did it to herself, and there's no way out because she cannot drink. If she'd be able to drink, it's another story, but there's no drinking over here. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Almana lekohen gadol. Now we discuss different illegal marriages. Let's say an almana marries a kohen gadol. Almana is a widower. A widower is not allowed to marry. Widow cannot marry a kohen gadol. Girusha v'chalutza, or a divorcee, or she is a chalutza. She had the procedure of chalitza. Dantar lekohen idiot. She cannot marry a regular kohen. These again forbidden marriages, or let's say a memzeret v'netina liyisrael. The netina are these givonim that live in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun put a ban on them that they cannot come into the kah. David HaMelech actually enforced this gezerah in his time, that the netinim, it says lo mebnei Yisrael hema, they are not considered part of the fold. Therefore, if a Yisrael marries a netina, it is an illegal marriage. Ubat Yisrael, the mamzero, for that matter,
regular case of a Yisraelite that marries a mamzer, also illegal, unnatin, or marries a natin, lo shotot, there is no law of sota, because we're going to see over here that the law of sota is only said by a legal marriage, that they're ra'uy to be together, but not a marriage that is illegal, because the pasuk ki tiste ishto, ishto means that is the uyal ishut, they're allowed to be together. Velo notlot ketubah, nor is she going to get a ketubah. Now, normally speaking, as she says, vafagav d'she'ar almana lekohen lo kansu rabbanan ketubah. In a regular case of a kohen that marries an almana kohen gadol, they didn't penalize her against the ketubah. She does get a ketubah, like we said in Masechet Ketubot. However, this lady over here, she ruined herself now. She committed stira. Means the husband warned her, don't go with this guy. She went and made seclusion. You did it to yourself now. Now already, you can't drink. You can't drink because there's no drink in that case over there. Therefore, if the husband divorces her in that case, she loses her kiddush because she did something wrong. And therefore, it says, "Estriata garmal de asir ala vafilu ide uyalo hilkach labat ketubai de lo adifa mekesher," which means if she was keshera, she would forfeit a ketubah. So certainly when she's asura, she's not, because she's going to forfeit a ketubah when she commits the avera of being the stah. But there is no drinking in this case. Ve'elu, and the following situation over here, lo shotot, they do not drink, ve'lo notlot ketubah, and they do not get the ketubah. And the Mishnah is writing it in different stages of it. We'll see exactly why the Mishnah, you know, is picking different steps, breaking it down. Now, omer it. Teme'a ani. Okay, that's obvious. She already admits. She is Timi'ah, that is already admission of guilt. No drinking, no ketubah, immediate divorce. V'sheba'u la'edim, she Timi'ah. Oh, for that matter, witnesses came along and testified that she did it. V'omer et eni shotot, she said, I am not drinking. Amar ba'ala eni mashkeh. Or the husband says, I am not, new case, period. Okay, period, new case. Amar ba'ala, the husband comes along and says, eni mashkeh. Well, that's not her fault.
Right.
Divorce, yeah, but she should get a ketubah in that case, but she did nothing to cause it, which means she's willing to drink. The husband said, I'm not giving you the drink. Okay, then you got to give me the ketubah, because she can prove her innocence by drinking. Or let's say the husband went with her on the road, so he causes her now not to drink. Notelet or notlot ketubah. Well, she gets a ketubah because the law is she can't drink if the husband went with her on the road. So therefore, he spoiled her. He spoiled her. So therefore, the deen is notot. She gets ketubah velo shotot, but she does not drink. Comes the Gemara and Mishnah continues. Metu ba'alehen ad shelo shatu. Okay, interesting case now. Everything was in order. She's ready to drink the waters and all that. All of a sudden, the husband dies. Okay, now could she drink the water after the husband's death? So the Gemara says, Bet Shammai omrim notlot ketubah velo shotot. Bet Shammai says, well, she can't drink the water. Because the Torah says, vevi et ishto. You got to bring the wife to drink. Well, he's not there to bring anymore. Therefore, it's not her fault. She was willing to drink, technicality. Therefore, she can collect ketubah. One of the cases where a lady collects ketubah is either a divorce or where the husband dies. Husband died over there. She was willing to drink, but she can't because of a technicality. Nothing that she did. Therefore, the deen is right. She will collect the ketubah according to Bet Shammai. Bet Hillel omrim, o shotot, o lo notot ketubatan. Bet Hillel says, drink. Even though the husband died, the law is still in process, and therefore she can drink. She doesn't want to drink? It's her fault. And she loses and forfeits. Like, we have a fantastic mahalukah, but Shammai Bet Hillel, does she drink after the husband's death? That's going to be enough kamina. Does she collect the ketubah or not? Comes the Gemara and says, which is really, it's another way of saying, actually, if I can be clearer, that she points us out, according to Bet Hillel, she has to drink, but she can't drink. But she points us out. Look at that. She kolamar mitok shelo shotot lo notlot ketubah. Which even Bet Hillel agrees that what she cannot drink. But since she does not drink, Bet Hillel says she will not get her ketubah. Don't think Bet Hillel is going to drink. I retract that. She does not drink either, according to Bet Hillel. But once she doesn't drink, they pin it on her. Your fault that you're not drinking. We'll see why in the Gemara. But Bet Hillel says, you're not drinking, you lose your ketubah. What do you want? I can't drink. He's dead. Doesn't matter. He loses the ketubah. And the Gemara will explain the mahloket. Me'uberet havero. Okay, what's the case of Me'uberet Havero? Let's say a fellow was married. He left his wife pregnant. Or let's say she was nursing. It's called Mineket Havero. Now the law is, or let's say he divorced her when she was either pregnant or nursing. We learned in the Gemara Ketubot, she is forbidden to get married for 2 years. Because the concern was, we're worried that the new husband is not going to feed the kid, and the kid's going to starve. Therefore, let her nurse the child for 2 years, and then after that, she's able to go get married. So now we discuss over here, let's say a guy broke the law, and he got married to who? Me'uberet Havero? Right? To a pregnant lady of his friend, which is, he died or divorced, he got married illegally within the 2 years. Huh? Or Mineket Havero, she was nursing, and he went and got married, and he made a kinui on her during that time. So the question is, does she become a sota or not? Because over here, really, it's illegal marriage. Really, we said before that it's not issue that's really illegal. So the Gemara says, Me'uberet Havero or Mineket Havero, lo shotot, they do not drink, velo notlot ketubah, nor does she, we get a divorce, nor does she accept the ketubah. She cannot receive a ketubah because they got married, she made stira, you gotta get out. There's no ketubah in this business, she did it herself. Devrei Rabbi Meir Vachemim Omrim. Wait, yacholu lafrisha o lazira lazeman. Wait, she will become permissible. Yeah. Let them just take a break for whatever it is till the 2 years are up. And she can become permissible. So it's different than the other case, which is a kohen, gadol, and almana never will work out. This is just a matter of the passage of time. So therefore he holds that indeed that she can become a sota, since it's potentially able to wait it out, and therefore she become permissible. Therefore the sota case does apply in this case over here. Therefore she is re'uya le'ishut. Even though right now she's not, potentially if you wait it out she'd be permissible. Therefore the sota laws will apply. So you have a machloket in this case as well. Now, Ailonit is a case over here of a girl that is like a male in the sense she cannot give birth. She does not have like an embryo, a womb, we'll say. She doesn't have the simanim of a lady, no dadim, no hair, like a lady. Her voice is very deep. She has a manly characteristics, right? And the guy married, he didn't know she was Ailonit. He married her. Now, all of a sudden, she's Ailonit. Uskina, or let's say she's an elderly lady where she's not able to have children anymore. Vishena Uyalilid, or she's just a regular girl that she drank some type of kosekrin, some type of item that causes her to become infertile, exactly, where she's not able to have children. So therefore, really, the halakha says the man is not allowed to stay married to such a lady, because the Torah says, Perurvu, the man has an obligation to be fruitful and multiply. These ladies cannot bring children into the world. Therefore, it is a forbidden union. So therefore, the din is, lo notot ketubah velo shotot. Again, no sota, no drinking, if he warns her, and they forfeit their ketubah as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, nothing doing. Yachodu disa isha acheret velefrot velerbot hemena. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, she can be legal. How can she be legal? Let him take another wife. Let him take a second wife having children, and then we'd be able to keep this wife over here. Therefore, since she's ve'uya in a certain situation, therefore the law of sota indeed applies to her as well. Ush'ar kol anashim, regarding all other ladies, o shotot, o lo notot ketubah. Regular, either you drink and solve the situation, or divorce and you lose your ketubah. Eshet kohen. Now, you have a case over here of a wife of a kohen. Shota, she drinks umuteret lebala. Now, the Gemara says, is not obvious? Why should she be any different? She drank the water of the sota, nothing happened, so the Gemara says she can go back to husband. Of course, the Gemara says, Pshita, why shouldn't she be able to go back to husband? Eshet seris. It's just Saris is somebody that was Nistares, which means, let's say he got married, he was with his wife once, okay, then he became a Saris, then he was not able to have children anymore, and now she went, let's say, with the Skinu and Stida business over here, she drinks the water, nothing happened, so the Mishnah says, Shota, Eshet Saris, Shota also, she is able to drink. And the Gemara is going to say, what's the shit? Why shouldn't I think? Right. Just because the husband says Saris, that she'd not be able to drink. Kol Arayot Mekani. Now, regarding the warning, all arayot are included, which means the husband is allowed to include anybody that she is forbidden with, which means don't be secluded with your father, don't be secluded with your brother. Any one of the arayot that is forbidden to the lady is included in the anyan of the kinui of the sotara. She says, im kina la me'aviha u'me'achiha u'me'ad mikol arayot shebatora v'nistera. Havi kinuyo kinui. When they said it, Allah beshota. The Gemara is going to ask also pshita. The Chavra, what's the hadush that chutz mina katan? Because the pasuk says veshachav ish ota. So a minor is not considered in the perasha of kinui. Umimi sheeno ish. The Gemara will say, what do you mean? Who is not an ish? Gemara will explain what that means over there. Now the elu, the following cases, betin will intercede. Sometimes we're concerned about a lady, she's in a certain marriage over there where it's going to lead her to piritzut. Right. So therefore, in order to keep her humble or modest, I should say, tziniut, so Betin will intercede and make a kinui on behalf of the husband so she doesn't go around with other men. The husband became a haresh. He became a deaf mute. So therefore, the tendency of the ladies is going to go around. The Beit Din will come in and say, you cannot go be kinuy with such and such a fellow. Or the shtapte, or let's say the man became insane. Or sheya havush bet asurin, or he's in jail. So now she's all alone over there. Lo lashkota amru. Now, not that it's going to give her to drink, which is the only way she drinks is when the husband makes this. So what does this kinuy help us over here? Ela lefosla miktubata. It'll be enough for her to lose her kitubah, which is if Edim come along now and say, we saw her secluded, divorced, and she will lose her kitubah. So that's an incentive for her not to fool around, because she will lose her, because she's not going to drink. Right? It's a deterrent, exactly. She will not drink, but that she says, lo laskuta amru, hem lo yashkua. De ba'inan vehevia ishi tishto. Uba'alana me lo yashkina bikinu izidik. She said, which is, even when the husband gets out of jail, he cannot use the kinui of betin to take her now to the Beit HaMikdash, which means it's got to be v'kinei v'hevi. The one that made the kinui has got to be the one that brings. He didn't make the kinui, he doesn't bring. But nafka mina, I told you, he's going to be what? The din of she will lose a ketubah. Mishnah concludes, the biyose omer, af lashkota, if she yitze ba'ala b'beit ha'asurim yashkeh. Biyose argues, no. The kinui of the Beit Din can be followed up by the drinking when the husband comes out of jail. He has a different dirash. It doesn't hold a v'kinei v'hevi. He says kinui can be on Beit Din and the husband can bring it, and therefore she can actually drink in such a case.
We learned in the Mishnah that an arusa, that's a lady that's engaged, kiddushin was done to her, or a shomeret yabam, she's waiting for Yibum, so those ladies do not drink. So Gemara makes a diyuk. Mishta hu de lo shatya. Drinking, she doesn't. Ha kinui maknela. But he is able to make kinuita, meaning he can warn her, and if she makes the stira, she'll be forbidden to the husband. But he cannot just take her to the final stage of the Beit HaMikdash and give her the drink. So the Gemara says, Mina hane mile. How do you know this concept that what? That a arusa or a shomeret yavam is able to drink, not drink, cannot drink, make kinui. The tanu rabbanan, we have a braita. Now this would serve you well if you write down the different shitot over here just so you have it in front of you so we can go through this gemara and you'll have clarity. Daber el bnei Yisrael. Ve'amarta, the pasuk says in the sotah, daber el bnei Yisrael ve'amarta alehem. So it says double language, daber ve'amarta. Speak to the Jewish people and tell them. That's a double language. Lerabot arusa v'shomeret yavam lekinui. Good. So from the extra word, you learn that what? That an arusa and a shomeret yavam also was subject to the laws of kinui. From the double language. Good. I would write that down. Daber ve'amarta lerabot shomeret yavam ve'arusa lekinui. From the double language. Comes the Gemara and continues.
Umatnitin mani. Who was the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yonatan. The Tanya. Tachat ishich. Prat la'arusa. Now, to get the full pasuk, the pasuk clearly says in the Torah that what? Ve'im, act word. Ve'im lo satit tum'a tachat ishich. Well, it doesn't. If you did not become a sota under your husband. So the pasuk says, writing at Rabbi Yonatan, this is where we're going now, on the word tachat ishech, pictures of what? That she has to be married. Prat la arusa. Comes to exclude an arusa that does not drink. Yachol she'ani motzi af shomeret yavam. Do you think, according to Rabbi Yonatan, just like I was motzi the arusa from drinking, I'm motzi the shomeret yavam? Tamud domar ish ish. Pasuk says ish ish ki teste ishto. So the word ish ish comes to include a shomeret yabam, lerabot shomeret yabam. So this is the opinion of the Rabbi Yoshiya. Okay, write on your papers there, Rabbi Yoshiya. So Rabbi Yoshiya includes one and excludes one. He includes shomeret yabam from the words ish ish, and he excludes from tahat ishech the arusa from drinking. Good. That's not our Mishnah. That's the Shittah of Rabbi Yoshiyah. Right, like it is. Rabbi Yonatan says, Tachat Ishech, Prat the Shomeret Yavam. Good. So Yonatan agrees with that, the Rasha, that it's excluding. Tachat Ishech, he learns it's coming to exclude Shomeret Yavam. Otsi Shomeret Yavam, Velo Otsi Ta Arusa. Maybe you'll tell me I should only exclude the Shomeret Yavam from drinking and not an Arusa. Tamud Omar. Asher teste isha tahat isha. When the sota becomes a sota, who she's married, isha tahat isha, from her husband. Prat la arusa. So therefore, when it says isha tahat isha, is prat la arusa. Once you have this charted out, the Gemara will go now very smoothly. I'm repeating it, just those that are charting it. Rabbi Yoshiya, on the word tahat ishech prat la arusa, ish ish actually comes to include lerabot shomeret yavam, to teach me what? That the shomeret yavam indeed does drink. According to Rabbi Yonatan, he excludes both ladies. Tahat ishech prat la shomeret yavam, isha tahat isha prat la arusa. Good. Rambam's Gemara says mor alima le arusa, which means Rabbi Yonatan, he comes along and he says that an arusa is not so pashut that she doesn't drink. That was only his second derasha. Why? Mor alima le arusa de kiddusha dide. Because really, he made the kiddushin himself to the lady. Vesoklin al yado. And if she commits adultery at that point over there, there is a punishment of sekila. And therefore, to Rabbi Yonatan, you need a pasuk to come and exclude arusa, because I would have thought arusa, it's like they're married. After all, he gave the kiddushin, and also if she goes with somebody else, the punishment is sekila. Look at Rashi. Mor alima le arusa, Rabbi Yonatan hashiba de arusa isha gemura. Right, and arusa is considered more of a wife. Tfem mishomeret yavam. The kedusha dide, shayide kedusha atzmo ba'alo, v'soklin al yado. Now, im zinta, she committed zinut, niskelet b'shvilo, she's going to get sekila as a result of it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yonatan, he holds that, again, it's more logic that a arusa is more of a wife than a shomeret yavam. So that's why you have comes a pasuk and comes to exclude it. You would have thought that arusa is considered like a wife, therefore she drinks. Kamashmal on the pasuk to come and exclude. Umor, that's the Yoshiya, alima le shomeret yavam. To him, there's a bigger sevara to say that shomeret yavam is considered like a wife. Why? De lo mechsera mesira lechupa. She's not missing anything. She doesn't need any procedures, the bia, and she's done. So it's already, the Shemir Mamzer is close. It's already, she's there already. All she's missing is Mitzvah. You don't need a Kiddushin, you don't need anything. So to him, when the Pasuk comes along to exclude, according to Rabbi Yoshia, I'm sorry, according to Rabbi Yoshia, he's going to come and include a Shemir Mamzer. Because he's going to say that she's indeed a, she's like a wife. Why? Because she's not missing anything. She just has to make a beyond, it's done. So get the Sevara. The Gemara is speaking out over here, according to Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan comes to exclude both. First, he comes to exclude a Shomeri Yavam, and then he excludes a Arusa. He's just saying, because to him, an Arusa is more of a marriage, and therefore, first I would exclude a Shomeri Yavam, which is less, then I come to exclude even the bigger, even a Arusa. Whereas according to Rabbi Yoshia, he says no. He says a shomeri yavam is considered like they're married, because all that's missing is just to be odd. They don't need any procedure. They're much closer, right? So therefore, according to the Yoshia, ish is coming to include a shomeri yavam that she drinks. Comes Gemara and says, "V'Rabbi Yonatan." Now we're going to go play back and forth. What does everybody do with each other's pesukim? Hi, ish by avidle. Right, Yonatan. What does he do with ish? מבעל לרבות אשת חרש ואשת שוטה או שוטה ואשת שעמום. These are all ladies over there that are married. Either the husband's a חרש, he's deaf, or he's a שוטה, or he has confusion. That's שעמום, is תמון לבב. He has like a certain תמון לב, he's confused. He's all basically has a mental issues over here. That they there is kinui in such a case. Now, who makes the kinui in such a case? Beddin. So each comes along to teach. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah that sometimes when the husband is out of his faculties, the Beddin is able to step in and make a kinui on behalf of the husband, so she doesn't become a pirutza. So each teaches me kinui shel Beddin. Good. Continue the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yoshia haytahat isha mayavidle. Good. Rabbi Yoshia, what does he do with the pasuk tahat isha? Because Rabbi Yoshia's two pesukim was tahat ishech and ish. He wasn't doresh the word tahat isha. So what does that come to teach me? Mifaele lakish ish leisha veisha leish. Good. That's coming to include that the law of the man is similar to the lady. The law of the lady is similar to the man. We don't know what that means. We'll wait to the end of the Gemara to explain that. But it's coming to teach me tahat isha. It's coming to teach me that there's a connection between the man and the lady. We go further. Ela ta'ama dichtivi hani kira'eh. Now the Gemara says, you told me that what? Everybody is mema'et in arusa. Ben Rabbi Yoshia, Ben Rabbi Yonatan, everybody excludes arusa. Because of the pesukim. Ha lav hachi, but if it wasn't for these pesukim, ha va'amina arusa shatya. I would have thought the arusa drinks. If it wasn't for the exclusionary pesukim, I'd say the arusa indeed drinks, right? How could that be? Veha ki ata rabbi aha bar hanina midroma. When he came from the south, ata ve'aite matnita biyade. He came and he brought a braita with him. What did the braita say? Mibalade ishech. Oh, when they come and tell the sota before she drinks, what do they say? They make a swear that she didn't sleep with anybody besides her husband. What does that teach us? Meshekadma shechibat ba'al le'bo'el. It's got to be a case where she was with the husband first before she was with the bo'el. Ve'lo shekadma shechibat bo'el le'ba'al. But not that she went with the bo'el before she was with her husband. And therefore the question is, how do you have an arusa case? An arusa, she was never with the husband. How could you make a kinui in such a case? And when she's like this, how could you even think that she would drink? You don't have bi'ah. Bi'ah does not take place to the nisu'in. So therefore, it's not a case of mibal'adei ishech. Always in a case of sota, where she drinks, the bi'ah of the husband has to precede the bi'ah of the bo'el. In the case of the kiddushin, you don't have it. So why would I even think? Why do I need an exclusionary pasuk? But it's excluded already. We know already that it's got to be mibal'adei ishech, that his bi'ah has got to come first. So comes Gemara and says, "Amar Rami Barhama, Mashkachat la Kegon sheba alea arus bebet abia. All right, he jumped the gun, the guy. Which means the arus went with the arusa when she was still by her father's house. So therefore, that's have to say the case, which is in a regular case of arusa and arus that were faithful in the waiting, pashut, she doesn't drink. You need shechivat baal before the boil. What's the case that we're coming to exclude, even in a case where the guy committed like a znut with her? He went with her before they consummated, where shechivat baal is called in the shechivat, but still she doesn't drink. Right? It was illegal, he did it, beznut. Dekevata, similarly, gabe shomeret yavam. The same case would be shomeret yavam. Shomeret yavam also, there's no bi'ah. Kegon sheba alea yavam bebet hamiha. Okay, he went with her in his father-in-law's house, because which means already sheba alea, no, the yavam. The yavam is going to make yibum with this lady, and in 2 minutes he's going to be able to sleep with her. So before he made the yibum, he went with her bebet hamiha, which means in the house over there. The reason why it says bet hamia, because already she's by them already. She's by their brothers, so they were bet hamia. She was by her in laws because she was already married already to one of the brothers. Now the brother died, so he jumped the gun also. So that's Gemara's next question. So Gemara says, "Has shomeret yavam karitla istomer liatai." What are you talking about? By the case of shomeret yavam, once he went with her, that's it. He's married. It's full fledged. Deha Amar Rav, because Rav comes along and says, Kana Lakol. We learned in Masechet Yevamot that Rav holds in the Yevamot that a person goes with his Yevama, Ben Beshogeg, Ben Bemezid, meaning even in a Beznut, Kana, and Rashi says, what do you mean Kana Lakol? If he's a Kohen, she can eat Teruma. That's what it means Kana Lakol. And she inherits. And he's also able to become Tameta, which means the full-fledged Yibum. So therefore, in that case over there, it's his wife. So therefore, of course, he would be able to be Meshkeha. So you got to give me a case, this is what we're looking for, of a Shomeret Yavam, Kadma Shechivato L'Shechivat Bo'el, but it's still considered a Shomeret Yavam. So comes again what it says, no, Kishmuel, we're following Shmuel's opinion. The Amar lo kana ela ledvarim amurim beparasha. But the Shmuel, when the guy goes with her, not for the sake of yibum, it's not kone lakol. It's kone for certain things that she says. Kishmuel, look at Rashi. Had atakra lemeute kishmuel. The Amar lo kana ela ledvarim amurim beparashat yibama, which means lakum al shem achim benachalato, which means it's kinyan leinyan that the brother now will inherit the field of his brother that died. Ud putra beget. Now she can only get released from with a get. No more halitza. Da kanila yabam be bi'a kol dumi yabama yavu alea nafkala. Any bi'a will work. They don't get to be yabama yikahinna. Doesn't say yikahinna. Yavu alea. In any which way. And they yavu alea ul kahalo li isha vashmina. De bi'a to alea henen li kuchot ha'ish. That's the likihad. It's a bi'a. Hilkach li midi di itmar bin parashita rabbi nukra. Niswina la abal li midi aharina alav niswininu. Which means it's not going to be a nisuin inyan tuma, not inyan that you can eat teruma. So there's still things that are still going to be opened after such a bi'ah. So technically, she could still be called a shomeret yavam for certain things. So therefore, according to Shmuel, the case is where she's a shomeret yavam. They had a bi'ah. He jumped the gun, but she's still considered shomeret yavam. Because it's not kana lakol, it's not for everything. It's only the nyan that she would need a get now to get out of this thing. She would also, the husband's yoresh, the brother's yoresh's brother. But the other things not considered consummated. Beautiful. Oh, so you would have thought that what? That maybe now she drinks. Shomeret Yavam, that's why I have a pasuk to come along and say, no, Shomeret Yavam, according to at least one opinion, does not drink. Very good. So bottom line, in this sugya, we just needed cases to make a shechivat ba'al before shechivat bo'im. Arusa, we gave the case, and Yeshua Yavam, we gave the case. Now the Gemara continues. Now, let us just chart out again on your papers, just so we have to leave. Rav holds, kana lakol, that in front of you, and Shmuel says, lo kana lakol. I want you to get that terminology clear. That means in a case of a Yivama that goes with the Yavam, not for the sake of Yibum. Rav says, done deal. It's over. It's like the Yibum is committed. Ben Bishogeg, Ben Mizid. She says, no, look at Alakol. That doesn't acquire everything. Meaning she's took any Tiruma. If the husband's a queen, he cannot be Metameh. Good. So that's the Mahlok Rav Mishra. So comes Gemara and says, Lema Rav de Amar Kerabi Yoshia. Let us, we want to pair up rabbis now. Let's put Rav with Rav Yoshia and Shmuel de Amar Kerabi Yonatan. Now, why would we say that? According to Rav that says, Kana Lakol, there's no case. That's why you don't have an exclusion for Shomeri Yavam. If you remember, Rabbi Yoshia did not exclude Shomeri Yavam. You know why he didn't exclude Shomeri Yavam? Because there's no case of Shomeri Yavam. Because I'll say Rabbi Yoshia and Rav agree that you need Shechivat Ba'al before Bo'el. Once already had a Shechivah, she's already full-fledged. So therefore, I'll pair up the rabbis. Rabbi Yoshia, that doesn't include a Shomeret Yavam, he must hold like Rav. And Rabbi Yonatan, that does, he will hold like Shmuel. Right? Because Shmuel holds what? Look at Alakos. So you have a case. Also, since you have a case, that's why you have a person that comes and excludes it. So that's what the Gemara wants to say at this point. Comes the Gemara and says, no. Gemara says, no. Amalecha Rav. Rav says, Ana de Amre afilu le Rabbi Yonatan. I could be going even like Rabbi Yonatan. It's tarich kral de me'uta. From the fact that you have a pasuk, the pasuk is tahat ishech, to come and exclude a shomeret yavam, michlal de ishto me'al yatahi. That must be, it's considered a full-fledged wife. He says, on the contrary. He says, if you have a pasuk to exclude it, must be what? You would think that it should be included. So that will say exactly, because could be Rabbi Yonatan holds really it's kana lakol, like I say. And therefore really it's considered ishto me'aliyata. And that's why you need a pasuk to come and say, even so, she's excluded from drinking. And then Rav can say, I can go like Rabbi Yonatan. And that's why he needs an exclusionary pasuk. Because it's like his wife. It's ishto me'aliyatai, because kana lakol. He had to be out first. And the halus is still, it's going to be excluded. Which means, otherwise, what does the Yonatan need a pasuk to exclude for? And you know why he needs a pasuk? Because he holds like me. Rabbi Yonatan saying, Rav saying, what does the Yonatan need an exclusionary pasuk? To say, prat the shomeret yavam. Must be there's a reason to think that shomeret yavam would drink. You know why? Because it's his wife. Because they had to be out first. Yeah, kana lakol. So Rav says, I go even like Rabbi Yonatan. That's why you need an exclusionary pasuk. Look at the bottom nashi. Ana de amri afilu k'Rabbi Yonatan. Because she can't Rabbi Yoshia. Of course, not only Rabbi Yonatan. I can even go like Rabbi Yonatan. They had this tariq Rabbi Yoshia. The ribuye mi'ish ish. Oh, now you have a question. The question you're asking. According to this, what does Rabbi Yoshia need to come along and say? Ish comes and tells me that even a Shomer Yavam drinks. Why would I think not like that? If anything, I need a pasuk to exclude. If you're going to go in Rabbi Yoshia that comes to include, it's pasuk. So that she says, you're right, that's only an asmachta ba'alma. She's according to this line of reasoning, get this line of reasoning good. According to Rav, it's kana lakol, correct? For sure he can be going like Rabbi Yoshia. Because kana lakol, it's a full-fledged wife. And therefore she drinks. So what do I need a pasuk to come and include that she drinks? She drinks because she's his wife. What do I need ish for? According to Rabbi Yoshia. So she says, you're right, you don't need ishish to include the Shomeret Yavam. She drinks because kana lakol. That's what's pasuk, asmachta. Good. Asmachta ba'alma. She says, ela asmachta ba'alma. V'ikar kra le'eshet cheresh v'shota. And the ikar ishish, according to Rabbi Yoshia, is coming to teach me that Betin will give a lady that's married to a cheresh shote and things like that. Betin can make a kinui on behalf of the husband. Good? And according to Rabbi Yonatan, Rav will say, Rav, you agree with me, that he holds, even though it's his wife, because the Biyaz Kanala called, that's why you need an exclusionary pasuk to come on. They still, she doesn't drink. It's like something, right? But still, it was a wife to a Shomeret Yavam. It's got to be regular. Okay. Comes the Gemara, goes the other way. Ushmuel Amar. Let's conclude this over here. Ana de Amri afilu l'Rabbi Yoshia. Shmuel says, look, Ana lakon, right? He comes along, I could be going even according to Rabbi Yoshia. Now, how could that be? Shmuel holds lo kana lakol, which means she's still considered a shomeret yavam. So it's still a shomeret yavam. What do you need? Rav Yoshia says a shomeret yavam drinks. Wait, but she's not a wife.
It's tarich klal rebuya.
Right, from the fact that Rav Yoshia needs a pasuk to include her,
michlal delav ishtohi
klal. Right, must be it's not his wife. That's what you need a pasuk to include. Which means, what do you have ish to come and tell me? The rabot shomeret yavam, according to Rav Yoshia, must be what really it's not his wife. So Shmuel said, I could hold even like Rav Yoshia that even though really it's not his wife, because the bi'ah really doesn't consummate it. That's the hadush. Even so, ish lerabot. So now you got to go the other way. According to Rav Yonatan, then what do you need an exclusionary pasuk? What do you need tahat ishech to come and exclude? If it's not his wife, according to Shmuel, it's not his wife. So there's no deen. And the pshat is that would be really an asmachta ba'alma as well. So therefore, that she speaks that out. Right? It's only an asmachta ba'alma. So that's what comes out. Let's just review this one more time outside. Basically, what we saw in this Gemara, the very fundamental mahlok, just to crystallize, does a shomeret yavam drink? That's really what the mahlok is, because arusa, everybody agrees, does not drink. But if he's arusa, no. The mahlok of Rav Yonatan and Rav Yoshia is legabe a shomeret yavam. Rav Yonatan excludes a shomeret yavam from drinking. Tahat ishech, it's not his wife. He says ish lerabot shomeret yavam. Good, that's the crystallizing of that mahlok. By the way, there's another mahlok which is very fundamental to remember between Rav and Shmuel, which is mahlok in Masechet Yevamot. Legabe a fellow that goes with the shomeret yavam shelo leshem yibum, right? Does it become full fledged isha or not? Rav says kanalakol. Yeah, the kinyan for that is for everything, meaning full fledged. Get tumah, teruma, whatever comes with the marriage. She was not looking at it, which means she's still considered Sumerit. It's connects certain things, but not everything until it's done l'shem. But yeah, we try to link Rav and Shmuel to the opinions of Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan. The Gemara says, no, Rav and Shmuel really can go with either opinion. That's the Yisugya over there. Our Mishnah, going back to our Mishnah, has to be like Rabbi Yonatan. Because our Mishnah said both an Arusa and a Shomeret Yabam does not drink, but Kinui can be made. Baruch Allah, Amen, Amen.